Well, hello. My, you sure need a haircut today. I'm glad you came in for your appointment. It's so nice to see you again. Sit down in the chair, let me put a cape on you. I love running my fingers through your hair. Naughty boy. You let it grow so long. And it looks like you need a shave, too. You are looking a little scraggly, and Miss Cecilia is going to fix you right up. So, how is your girlfriend? Oh yeah, that's right. I haven't seen you in a while, and she's been out of town that whole time. You must be going crazy. Now let me lean in and comb your hair toward the back. Don't mind my cleavage in your face. Don't worry. I won't suffocate you. Okay. Now I'm going to take about an inch off all over, okay? Oh, look at that. I dropped the scissors right in front of you on the floor. Let me bend over and pick them up. You like the way my legs look? And my thigh-high stockings? Of course you do. I can tell by the look on your face. And that bulge in the cape. What are you doing under that cape? Well, no one is here. I can imagine that you can go ahead and take him out to play. I do have a confession to make. You had no idea that I was wearing extra low-cut blouses and short skirts when I knew you were coming in for an appointment, did you? Well, I always saw you looking at me when you came in. More like your eyes were popping right out of your head. I know you have wanted me for a while. Some months you came in and you had just had your hair cut the week prior. But I would cut your hair anyway. Even if I was making you almost bald in the process. But it would make me so excited, and I would rub my body on you as I was circling around, trimming your hair, dancing my fingers on your head, and when I was done, I'd spin you around for a look in the mirror and whisper, oh so closely, in your ear. How do you like your cut, honey? I want you to take him out and stroke. You know I want to see it. Oh, look at that. How big it is. How it's just dripping with frustration. You want me to stroke you? To get you off? What do you think I am? I am a professional. So I'm just going to finish off with your trim and send you on your way. Don't beg me like that. It's so pathetic. Really. Okay, get a few more strokes in, but that's it. No coming all over my barber chair. Baby, stop your whining. Go ahead, stroke a little more, but that's it. Put it away. There. It will be better soon. If you really want to come, come in tomorrow. I will give you a nice shave with frothing shave cream and warm water. Then, we'll see where it leads.